just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
So in the era of identity politics, can an artist cross political lines? Can you jump from one camp to another? And this is an argument that has been taking place across all art forms and political spectrums, but in particular goes back to the 1990s when Spike Lee was sort of rattling the cages of the establishment and directing films, particularly films about African Americans, and calling question to the idea of who it was that was making films. This idea, of course, still very relevant and was entirely behind the protest of the Oscars last year for lack of diversity on the production side, which was borne out in the lack of recognition on the awards side. So what we have here is a coalition of ideas that's just almost 30 years of ideas about what it means to authenticate the experience. Of course, we also have the blurring of reality and fiction through that time period, much of which in the quote-unquote reality programming model, but also in the fluidity of identities, as seen by Steve McQueen winning the Oscar for Best Director for 12 Years a Slave and not being an African-American director because he's not American. He's just black. So the idea of a white director making that film, which is sort of the same film that was made earlier this summer with Matthew McConaughey and was a big bust. And mostly the argument came about that it was not a authentic film and, again, became kind of preachy. A lot of that is the quality of the film. Some of that is just the parameters itself of identity being a function of the storyteller's essential parts. So here we have Equity, which is basically Margin Call with women, or it's also a retelling of All About Eve within the guideposts of female high-stakes lawyering. And it's really, or the Silicon Valley sort of vacuum that tends to be mostly bros and very little women. So here you see a lot of the nuances of what it means to be a woman in the workplace here and sort of the different standards that women and men are held to, but not in a way that ever comes across as like an after-school special. It's a thriller. It's it's sort of the Gordon Gekko of female lawyering movies. And it's compelling. You never sort of know what's going to happen. So it's the kind of movie that there aren't nearly enough of. So written, directed, and acted in by all women, I guess, bolsters up its claim for credibility. But if it was written, directed, and produced by men, I guess it would still be the same movie. But the perception would be that it wouldn't actually capture the experience. And there's something to be said for some of the nuanced ways that the main character looks at the way that another sort of Silicon Valley billionaire startup guy looks at his assistant, that you see in her eyes the way that the women in that office place are being treated, and those kind of nuances are things that you one anticipates the argument could be made that a male artist would not be as finely tuned to. In any case, it's an exceptional viewing of one of the great movies of the year, and has earned a cornerstone in the sort of financial thriller subgenre that we saw with The Big Short and Margin Call and Wall Street. And this is one that's just an all-women version in a year in which Ghostbusters and the sort of all-female reboot, this is the way to do that successfully here with Wall Street / All About Eve, and done really well.